There is a 7% chance that if she keeps hitting me over the head with her sloth with a tape sticking out, then I may have to take some action.
Hello and welcome to Rolling Nerdy, a table today's wonder why I was suddenly saying hello. You're like, I've been here for an hour. Why are you suddenly saying hello?
We've been recording.
Welcome to Rolling Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And we have a virgin here with us today.
Or newbie. You can call him a newbie if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when did this become like Rocky Horror?
And what's your name?
David.
Tell us something about David.
We want to know.
What kind of nerdy stuff are you into? Games, video games?
I'm a hardcore online gamer and streamer. I stream online gaming.
And where would we find that if somebody wanted to look you up?
Xbox One.
And what's your...
Snowman 67.
Snowman 67.
Hey, wait a second. You're the guy who fragmented... No, I'm just kidding.
Grief killed
me. Surprise me.
All right, who's next in line here?
That's me, Dan. Playing Elite Dangerous. That's about it.
Is that a game or just...
It's a game.
Describing your life.
It's it. Well, the second part sounds better. It's my life. No, it's a space sim. It's kind of a... It's been around for 8 or 9 years. It's a pretty good game. It just recently got released to console.
And what was the name again?
Elite Dangerous.
All right. Who's next down there?
I'm Vince.
Wait a minute. You're in the wrong chair. Wait a minute.
Yes, he is. He stole my damn seat. I am very territorial.
And I'm 93% sure you're going to survive it.
Only 93%?
There is a 7% chance that if she keeps hitting me over the head with her sloth with a tape sticking out, then I may have to take some action.
All right, what's going on?
Joseph will be obliged to honor kill me in return.
What's going on with you, besides the fact that you're nervous? I don't know why you're nervous. It's just us.
Yeah, no,
It's
not you. So what we're going to be doing, you know, a little preview of what we're going to be talking about or doing today, we're going to be playing a D6 Star Wars, right? D6, that part I'm okay with, but it's Star Wars. I mean, that's a lot. Star Wars is only, like, I don't know, the entire source of all my nerddom, the thing that kind of launched
Even
it all.
Even George Lucas.
So don't screw it up.
Yeah, don't screw it up.
That's okay. Mike will never know if you screwed it up.
Right.
I have seen a few of the movies. I saw one of them with you.
Yeah. in all truth, like, when the creator of it fucks it up, what really can you fuck up?
See, I'm old enough to remember the Wookiee Christmas special.
That doesn't exist.
I've seen it.
It's not canon.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, technically, isn't it?
I think it is canon.
You can find it on YouTube. Actually, it exists.
And then there's also the Ewok special that was canon that was...
I grew up on the Ewok special. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah.
I actually think they had to make the Christmas special canon.
It came on TV.
No, it's because it's the first introduction of Boba Fett's name. You didn't know what his name was until the Christmas special.
Yeah.
It's actually the only time they actually call him by name.
Not the only time, first time. Because they mentioned the Return of the Jedi. No, Return of the Jedi, they mentioned Boba Fett. Boba Fett, where? And he hits him.
Oh, that's right.
And then,
See, there's a lot to Star Wars. What if I get something wrong? I mean, so yeah.
I won't know.
I will promise you this. There will be no mention of those don't exist. Those don't exist in this game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And
I don't give a fuck.
You know, can you go ahead and bleep that out when you do it so the real Star Wars fans will know what we're not talking about.
His germs that give him the Force are off the charts. Yep.
So. It's just a lot to run Star Wars, especially, you know, recording it. But, it'll be fun.
All right, Christy, you already been talking, but what else is going
on
with you?
I'm very mouthy today. I apologize.
What else is going on with you? Seen any good theater lately?
I did see some good theater at the Lake...
They don't care.
Lakewood
Community Theater. But it's not where they are.
She kills dragons.
Monsters.
Whatever.
It must not have been that damn good. You can't remember the name.
Dude, it made
or
me
where
cry.
You saw it. Did you cry because it was good, or did you cry because it was just that bad?
It was actually very well acted. Like, I cried two different times.
It's the best community theater I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was very good.
Was it the only community theater you've ever seen?
No, because when we went to go see... Because
I don't think repertory theater counts as community. I could be wrong, though.
I don't know if the Tennessee Rep accounts. I don't think it does.
I don't think so. I think they're professional.
Yeah. Didn't they do like a Vita or something?
They did the dumb stuff.
They did. They did really good when they did Sweeney Todd. Yeah, we saw them do Sweeney Todd. It was awesome.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
So if that comes to your area and it might, you should check it out.
Mm-hmm. And what else have I been doing?
Defenders is on Netflix. Your art?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of acrylic pour painting.
Acrylic what painting?
Pour.
Oh.
Meaning, you have a lot of money.
I thought you said whore. Acrylic whore painting.
Can't you go to jail for that?
No.
Not if you get a waiver. You get them to sign a waiver, you're allowed to paint the whores.
You know,
I'm thinking she's just painting pictures of whores. I don't know.
Or that, yeah.
You know, she was not a whore, but one of the best...
Not
like,
only that, but now.
One of the best nude models we had at Austin Peay was a stripper, and she was just great. She, like, brought costumes, and she was really flexible.
She was a stripper. Of course she had costumes.
And was flexible.
Yeah.
And she was really nice. She
Diamond,
made us
Sparkles,
cookies.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, what kind of cookies?
Like, chocolate.
What kind of cookies? What a odd question.
Like, she loved to bake, but she lived alone on, like, a horse farm and was a stripper. I don't know. It was
horse farm, huh?
She must have been a really good stripper. She could afford a horse farm.
There's so many stories that we can go with here. Let's
we
move
could,
on. Joseph.
We could take the entire podcast just on this subject.
I can't remember her name.
And horse farm.
But, yeah, I've been doing acrylic pour painting. Where
is this in
like,
Mexico?
The Lazy Bee horse farm.
No, it was in Clarksville.
Close enough.
All right, Joseph, what's up with you? Wait, Christy's got something else?
Well, Defenders is so good!
That's exactly what I was going to talk about, yes.
I've only seen one episode so far.
Did you notice?
Yes, Defenders is awesome.
Like Joseph pointed out, because we've watched 4 episodes today alone. Like, just, like, anytime, like, you know, you had, like, the...
Like, especially during the first episode, when everybody's still
color.
Separate.
Yeah.
They just... Oh, man, the colors were awesome.
Like,
every
single thing Jessica
together.
Jones was doing, it had, like, this purple tint to, like,
yeah,
all
purple,
the...
Yeah.
And then, you know, like...
Like, Luke Cage was yellow.
Daredevil was red. Yeah.
And it
Artifice
was awesome.
Was green.
And then, you know, when, like, a couple people cross paths, it's
like... at the end of the episode, it's like, it starts merging together when the earthquake happens.
It was awesome.
Wait, there's an earthquake? No, you ruined it. Spoilers, man.
Spoiler alert.
First episode.
Yeah.
Was that the first...
By the time this gets released...
That too.
Yeah.
It's too late for spoilers.
All right, Joseph. You can carry on now. That's all I think. All right, well, I've just been watching Game of Thrones and listening to Game of Thrones podcast. I
hate what it was. It's so bad.
Well, you could come here and watch anytime you want to.
Oh, yeah. Aaron upstairs is watching, what is it? The
Worst Witch.
And I was like, wait, is that Little Miss Badass? Because Lady Mormont plays the main character in it.
So I won't talk about Game of Thrones because I don't want to give out any spoilers. So that's
have you been
needle.
Listening to the local Game of Thrones podcast?
Is there a local Game of Thrones?
Yeah, they're the ones who put on the convention that we talked about.
Oh, no, they're not local.
Oh, I thought they were.
I do listen to their podcast, though, yeah. It's called
I assume they were local. Why would they put on a convention here?
I think they're going to be somewhere else next year. Their podcast is called Game of Owns, and that's a pretty good one. Mm. Well, listen to a Game of Thrones podcast. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Vince. Oh, he's dropping chips. He's all nervous.
Yeah, he's already scared.
I don't know what to do.
Take your time. We got plenty of time.
All right. You should have something about married before you came.
Hmm?
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, God.
What? My hair's
you got something
up in a funny
your
way
ear.
Here.
No.
Wow.
Sorry.
All
right. So we have... this one's going to be kind of story-driven, so we have 5 characters for you guys to choose from. We have a clone trooper, who Danny has already volunteered to play.
So
yeah,
can
smuggler
we ask
pilot.
when during the timeline?
Toward the end of the Clone Wars.
And what does that mean?
Order 66.
Or as the movies go, when would that be?
So we're in the bad part.
But not
the
worst part. In the
movie,
this would be happening during the third movie.
During the cartoon?
No. Okay. No. Well,
after the cartoon.
After the cartoon, right.
I haven't either, but
stuff going on in the, that between clones and separatists. The clones, the Republic Army has largely been having more victories more often than not. We'll talk about the actual situation that you guys are in here in a little bit. But you have a Jedi Padawan who's accompanied by a clone trooper who's assigned to him. He has a smuggler pilot who tends to do the flying for him, and they are reaching out to a Wookiee, and she has a droid in tow that are going to be helping out in this upcoming scenario. So whichever ones you want to do.
You guys who know about Star Wars can choose first, and I'll just kind of take what's left.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm. I'll take the paddle one.
Alright. Oh, there you go.
I know you really want me to play the Wookiee.
If you're willing.
I just can't make the noises.
You need me to find you a Wookiee app?
So there's a smuggler pilot.
Yes!
There's a smuggler
find
pilot.
Find me a Wookiee soundbar.
Or the Wookiee Calabao, she has a tactical droid that she's reprogrammed.
Oh, the droid is one of the characters?
Yeah.
The
droid. Oh, God.
So that means I'm basically Han Solo, right?
Well, you're actually...
I know not Han Solo, but like now.
You're actually Nautilon, so you're...
I don't know what that is.
That is an amphibious species.
Oh, cool.
All right, so I've thrown out little miniatures that fit their characters. You're actually human.
I wear clothes?
Even though it doesn't quite look like. Yeah.
I guess it's to cover up my boobies.
No, I mean, Wookiees wear clothes. Chewbacca just likes to go free. Now, Calabo is actually Chewbacca's sister. So, what we need to do, though, before we get started... With the sloth, like inverted, the sloth that Chrissy's working on inverted, and she's playing with its taint.
I'm about to sew it.
Ow! All right. So, if you look at the top left of your character sheets, you have a little number there. That's the number of dice that you get to add to your skills. Now, the way everything works is you have stats with skills that are under those stats. Right, so your ability score of dexterity might have a rating of 2d plus 1, right? So that means you have two dice plus one that you roll for a dexterity type base skill. So all of the dexterity skills are going to be at that level, unless you put some points into it. If you put more dice into it, then you will add to that 2d plus 1, for instance. So if you add one dice to, say, dodge, then dodge will now be a 3d plus 1, although all the others will still be 2d plus 1. Right, so basically all those skills that are listed there, you may leave them at their base, or if you want to boost them up, you can. There's some limitations on that for characters. You can't go more than two above your base attribute. Joseph, you as a droid, you can actually go four above your base attribute because you have programmed skills that are very specific. So that's one benefit for droids. What we want to do is we want to take some time and go ahead and adjust the skills. This gives you kind of a chance to change around, customize your character a little bit the way you want them to be. Mike, probably want to go ahead and pause so that we can do this off air.
Okay.
How does languages work in Star Wars? Do I have a certain set? Do I just have to roll every time I come across?
So in this system, if you come across a language that you don't know, and you understand common. You just can't speak it, of course, because, Wookiee vocal cords being what they are.
Yes.
If you come across it, if you hear a language and you don't know what it is, then you roll your languages skill, which is under...
Knowledge.
Under knowledge. And if you succeed, then you understand whatever they're saying. The more complex the message, the higher you'd have to roll. Yeah, pretty simple. If you roll and you succeed multiple times in a single adventure, I think they say like 10 times, in a span of a single adventure, then you're considered to be basic, at least basic fluency with it, and you don't have to keep rolling. But 10 times in a row is actually kind of difficult because we always slip. So That usually takes a long time before you get it. We're not going to necessarily keep track of it that closely because we're doing kind of this, you know, short-term thing here. But you also have your droid that's with you. You've kind of given him the standing order that whenever you're talking just to people who aren't Wookiees, he's going to repeat whatever you say. Okay. So you just don't have to deal with the whether or not they know. If he's not around, then we'll have to make some interesting roles and, you know, you'll have to come up with some interesting ways of getting your point across. But you are, Christy, do you want to go ahead and start to kind of introduce your character?
Okay.
And I'll flesh in any extra bits that you may know.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear she started.
He's sneaky.
I like to do that.
This character is a sneaky one.
I don't know. I'm kind of sneaky.
Yep.
I don't know how.
You blend. You have
camouflage.
Camouflage.
I have camouflage. I'm going to the Grey at the temple. No, not really. Let's see. How do you pronounce my name?
Calibo.
Is that an O?
Should be an O-W, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was an E.
Hey, I was trying to translate from Doctor Script. You're lucky I got that out of it.
I'm not judging. I do scribble.
I am Calibo. I am a Wookiee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christy is not going to try to do Wookiee. I sound like a dying hyena.
Christy the player is not fluent in Wookiee. Your character is.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
I don't have that vocal capability. I'm high-pitched and squeaky.
Okay.
It's a no-go. She is tall, because I'm a Wookiee.
Yeah.
I am lighter brown with beige, rather than the brown and the black of Chewie.
Right. Who you are related to.
Who I am related to. Because you can't introduce a character in Star Wars without being related to somebody else.
Well, this is actually a canon character that we're using.
I know.
Yeah, so I actually stole her instead of making her up from scratch.
Am I in the Christmas special?
I don't know, probably. We try not to think of the Christmas special.
Other than that, she always carries around like a satchel that has like all her tools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fidgets a bit.
Right, she's a.
She dramatically sighs a lot.
So that's your measure.
And other than that.
Yep. So we're pulling up on our phones the different characters and stuff that represent us. So you have a droid that you've programmed. You reprogrammed.
I do.
Would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself? 42.
I'm 42.
Thank you. Mike?
Wow. You know, before I was reprogrammed, I captained an entire ship, an entire cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I just walk around and I translate.
That's a good quirk.
It's terrible.
Dissatisfaction. He's disgruntled.
Disgruntled with his new life.
Like it.
As of the reprogramming, he has a bit of a quirk there.
The T-Series, being the superior series of droids, mm-hmm. we have a tendency to have a bit of arrogance that never gets taken away during a memory wipe.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I could not have picked something else.
I don't know, because you kind of were really excited that you got one of these, because they don't usually get captured.
This is true.
They usually get blown up.
My brain is huge.
I know, I've had my fingers in it.
Ew. All right, Mike?
You'd be surprised that you're not the only person at this table who's had fingers in their brains.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm Jabba Fisto. I'm not alone. My brother's kind of a big deal.
Your name is what?
Java Fisto.
Java?
Yeah.
Okay.
As in coffee.
I was hearing Java as in Big Slug Man.
J-A-V-A. Java. Yeah. Apparently okay. I'm the black sheep of the family because I'm a smuggler.
That makes sense.
You're
the kid they got to keep.
You're a skilled pilot.
because you didn't get to see your brother for like 15 years.
Yeah.
At the least.
Yeah. Yeah, so your brother is Kit Fisto, who's a Jedi, who, you know, well known among the Jedi Order. Jedi Master.
Have you seen the first couple of movies?
Yeah.
Where they show Anakin learning and everything?
Oh, no.
Okay, so Mike probably needs to know this. Like, when if you're force sensitive and you get taken to training, they take you when you're like 2. So your brother was taken as a toddler, and you
a youngling,
as they're called.
Anakin hasn't met him yet. Sorry, you have not seen that part either. Anakin kills all the younglings.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert.
Apparently, he dies at some point too, but maybe we haven't got there yet.
No, he's still quasi good right now.
He's the hero. He's. At this point, he's just killed, defeated Count Dooku.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows he killed a whole bunch of sand raiders.
Which one? Anakin, the kid? Or Anakin the adult? Alright.
In character.
Okay.
He's annoying.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, you probably don't bother with him.
He's very
so, Mike, anything else?
I'm just very mechanical and technical.
Alright. Yeah. And you're actually really skilled pilot.
Yes.
Can you do the
Kessel
Run
11 as well? No, no one can do the Kessel Run 11.
No, it's quite impossible.
Actually, no, it's not. I can explain it. If you
really they explained it in two movies.
They explained it in the... No. No, so to take that run, you have to go through a series of near black holes. So the Kessel Run goes through black holes. So they mention it in the book that it is possible to shorten the distance of that run by going too close to the black hole. There, since it stretches and shortens space and time, that by going too close to a black hole, it could shorten the run.
In other words, they realized afterwards that parsec is a measurement
in
of
other
distance
words,
in that time.
Another
they
author
said,
had
hey,
to fix George
let
Lucas'
me fix
mess
this.
Up.
And you know what?
But it
you know what they say in the last book, he actually says they hired me to write these books after the Star Wars movies.
Well, I mean, not only that, like, if you take, like, light speed into consideration, it's a measure of distance and speed.
Yeah.
So, at certain points, they're variable and are used for the same thing.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh, shut up! You're too smart for this table.
Okay, time and space, similar thing. Okay. Yeah. David, would you like to describe your character?
My character is Kairu Tobu. She's a Jedi Padawan. Her master is on Kashyyyk right now. I can't remember my master's name for some reason.
Luminara Unduli?
Yeah, Luminara Unduli is my master and my teacher.
Sausage.
No, Unduli. Not Unduli.
She's not Cajun.
Unduli. That'd be a strange Jedi, I guarantee.
That would be an awesome Jedi.
That hurt.
The Force is
voodoo. Oh, man, actually. The Force. Okay, so if we ever do a Star Wars campaign, I think that has to be a thing. We have to have a voodoo Jedi.
I've always loved Force Witches. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think I always pronounce the sausage wrong. I always call them Andoulis.
Yeah.
So that's me, not... Yeah.
But, so anyway. You're her Padawan.
You're going to have to get used to being sidetracked.
Even through this, yeah, we get sidetracked frequently.
Pretty easily.
It's not my fault.
All the time.
Tractor.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't know that.
We'll explain that off the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, nickname. And I got, what did I get from last time? Teddy Bear or something like that? Care Bear.
Care Bear.
Care Bear.
Oh, Alicia.
Can you do the Care Bear stare?
May not want to see it.
Benny,
I am Clone Trooper designation CL4321. I'm a lieutenant in the Clone Army.
Mm-hmm.
I'm known as Countdown. I've been assigned by Jedi Master Luminara to ensure this Padawan does not kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things that can eat him.
You've served with Luminara for quite some time. She's even saved your life.
There is that. She suffered a traumatic brain injury, and the Jedi's brought me back to health, so I owe them a great debt.
Mm-hmm. The life debt.
Well, you know, they're clone troopers are ridiculously incredibly loyal anyway, so it's not like they get suddenly more loyal. Or do they? I don't know. It's up for you to decide. So what happens, Karo's been studying up on Kashyyyk. Kalibel's been explaining, teaching him Shiri Wook, so he can understand the language. Much of this is kind of just academic stuff. The one thing I will do is I want to go ahead and kind of describe some of the information that you've gotten about the planet of Kashyyyk. Let me just pull it up here real quick.
It looks nothing like Endor.
No, it does not. There is no Endor.
What about an outdoor?
Okay, it does look like an outdoor.
looks like Endor, too.
So Kashyyyk, as a side thing outside of game, Kashyyyk was originally where Endor was supposed to be. It was originally where they were going to have.
There's reason I made that joke.
But they ran out of budget.
Well, what happened is he actually made the Wookiees kind of more advanced than intended, and so it became, hey, let me go ahead and make them, some other race that's more primitive, so the Wookiees can still be technologically inclined.
They're primitive, yet they still can run a speeder bike.
Yeah, not very well.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can run a speeder bike that well. Pulling the lever and holding on for dear life.
No. If I walked up to a speeder bike, I would not know if flip this switch, flip that switch.
How about a chicken walker? Hey, I don't know how those things walk to begin with. Much less
right?
So a little side note. The stats for Chewbacca actually include how to run an AT-ST because of his experience with it.
Bunch of Ewoks can do that, too.
So to describe Kashyyyk,
they were just pulling levers.
Oh, they were pulling pretty
it's
good,
more
though.
More or less a redwood forest.
Who wants to read? That was a little bit more than that. From where it says, well, somewhere down.
Kashyyyk is a jungle planet of unmatched beauty and endless danger. Massive trees cover its surface, their branches intertwining to form an almost continuous forest from the base of the huge trunks to the tops of the highest branches. Life developed throughout this skyward jungle, pushing ever upward from the dark surface toward the glowing sun. The planet's ecosystem is divided into several horizontal levels, one above the other. The world's intelligent species, the fur-covered giants called Wookiees, share the uppermost level with a variety of flying and tree-dwelling creatures. The natural environment becomes increasingly more hostile and uninviting as one travels down through the ecosystem levels. The ecology can best be described as a layered death trap, with the lowest levels reportedly serving as the domain of fearsome predators and other lethal hazards which even Wookiees tend to avoid. The jungle is also home to many beneficial plants and animals, and many birds fill the sky between the trees, such as the delicious croy, which are hunted for food. Can you keep going?
Yes, please.
Wookiees live in the highest branches of Kashyyyk's mighty trees, hundreds of meters above the ground. They build massive cities within the trees, with a smooth integration of this practical technology and the amazing natural beauty of the world. The cities combine the best of nature with the convenience of modern technology. During the height of the Empire, Kashyyyk was under martial law. Imperial garrisons dotted the planet, and Imperial ships maintained a constant orbit to ensure that the mighty Wookiees could not rebel against the New Order.
Okay, that actually
which is way beyond where we're at.
Yeah, way beyond where we're at, so I'll stop there. So yeah, this is all taking place while the Wookiees are getting help from the clone troopers. Currently, there's a blockade of separatist ships that's been keeping a lot of reinforcements from getting to Kashyyyk. So for right now, the Republic tends to be doing really well on the ground in most cases, trying to
so
push back.
So this is when Yoda's on.
Yep. Yoda and your master Luminar is also. Also on the planet. You actually get holo communication from both Yoda and Luminara. comes up while you're in training. Whoever you want to have there can be there with you. You know, you've been working closely with your pilot who, you know, who kind of helps, you know, take care of you, helps with your training. Largely to keep, I mean, you get to be kind of close to your brother that you barely ever see. Right?
Okay.
So, you know, the hollow comes up. Luminar says, I hope you're doing well, young Padawan.
I am.
How are your studies coming along?
They're coming.
Need you on planet Kashyyyk, we do. A disturbance in the Force. You must investigate. Luminar, said, you know, she's actually, like, looks like she's in kind of in mid-battle as, you know, this is going on. There's no way we can get to where we need to go. We can't break away from where we're needed here. But I'm going to send you the coordinates. Best we know, you've done really well at being able to sense these flows in the Force. I need you to get to the planet's surface at this location, and go down a couple levels into the forest and find what this disturbance is. It's a powerful movement of the Force. It may be something that helps us turn the tide in this battle.
We're on our way.
Excellent. Careful of the Separatist blockade, you must be.
Blockade.
Yes. The skills of your pilot, invaluable will be. All right. Do you have any questions for them?
Do we know if it's a dark force power, or no. Do we know anything else about it?
No. It doesn't present as Sith, but the Sith rarely does. So you should be on your guard. If nothing else, if you can at least find out what it is, that will be of great help.
Will do.
I grumble, grab, like, how far down is it?
Not too far down. It's definitely, you know, only probably a couple levels below, you know, below the treetops. Which of course, still dangerous, but not, you know, nothing that you can't handle.
It's not the ground.
No.
Very few Wookiees to even go to the ground.
Yeah.
So how are we getting down these levels? Because typically it takes Wookiees in carrying sacks to get down.
Yeah, the area.
And have the strength to climb.
The area that the coordinates that they send are not heavily populated, or it's at the edge of a populated area. So it's, yeah, if it's anywhere near there, it's not going to have all those things in place. It's not going to have the system of pulleys and winches, the technology and stuff that they have.
So we'll need to get climbing gear.
Yeah, definitely want to have climbing gear.
They'll need climbing gear.
Or jetpacks and stuff. Well, your climbing gear is kind of built into your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
What all would you like? You guys can, of course, get outfitted. We've looked at some of the things that you may want already. Anything else?
An elevator?
Yeah. I probably know how to build one of the, like, makeshift fishy elevator kind of pulley system and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll grab some stuff to do that to make a makeshift one where we want to start our descent.
Okay. Let me see here.
I know it's easy to do. I've been, the last time we were at Joseph's parents, I watched that treehouse show.
Yeah, this is exactly the same as that, only completely not.
No! You know what I mean.
Ready? You actually should have access to a rocket pack if you wanted.
I'll take the rocket pack.
But no, like, when they start building it, they make, like, the temporary, like, pulley system on the tree. That's what I meant more than anything.
So a lot of that stuff you may be able to actually get when you get to the ground.
Yeah.
But,
Wait. We're going to the ground?
Well, I mean...
Surface.
When you land.
The surface of Kashyyyk is the top of the trees.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, sorry. When I say ground,
you say
I should
ground,
mean the surface.
Yeah,
I mean the
surface, not ground. Ground.
Surface is actually... Because these trees are... Some of them are... over, you know, kilometer long, or kilometer tall.
They probably make redwoods look like peonies.
Yeah, I mean, they're massive. One of the best pictures that shows. Well, actually, one thing that I'll read, and it doesn't.
They're like fuzzy elves.
The nestled atop a tight ring of Rorschach trees, the Wookiee city of Rororu.
There's a lot of R's in Sherry.
R W O and more R's and O's. Yeah. Rororu stands as one of Kashyyyk's most beautiful metropolitan. I think I actually said that right. Dropping through the planet's billowing cloud cover, the first view visitors have of the city leaves the most well-traveled among them breathless. It hangs as though suspended in midair, filling the gaps between the massive trees. That's where you're heading. I'll read more when you actually get to the city. bless you. So, what? Any other gear that you need? Any other things to prepare?
Where are we now? Are we on that planet now?
No, right now. I mean, you're gonna have to hyperspace in from Coruscant.
And then I'm packing all of our. People. Are you riding with me or with Java?
You'd probably most of you probably wouldn't want to ride with because it's a two seater starfighter.
Three seater.
Three, yeah, that's right. It has a gunner seat.
Three seater and astromech.
Yep.
I have
you're already there though, aren't
I
you?
I have quarters and everything on my ship.
Yeah,
and I have a
this
bed.
This would be a lot more comfortable.
You're with y'all because we're teaching him off planet.
Okay.
So. Y'all can go ahead and make the jump.
Are we not worried about getting through the blockade? It is called a blockade.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and out that thing so many times they think I'm one of them.
You also have some Joseph 42 has a lot of knowledge about how they how the blockades work, where they tend to be weakest. Because you've studied a lot of those tactics. Can you go ahead and make me a tactics roll?
I should have put some points in con if I was going to be making plans like that.
And the plus one is another die.
You can always roll con.
Nope.
It's going to be a persuasion.
It's just a plus one.
Yeah, it's just plus one.
Yeah,
and then you roll your bonus die.
Yeah, you always have to roll the wild die in there. The wild die is always going to be one of them.
Why does it say D4? I put that in there. Never mind. I don't know why.
Which one's the green?
Yeah.
All right.
So, 9, 10, 11. Do I add that one?
Yep.
So, 16.
16. Okay, that's good. So, you...
7. Because of the plus 1.
Okay. So, that's a moderate roll. The, you know how they tend to operate. You know that the blockades tend to flow in a certain way because of the way the droids flow. You know where there's some weak spots. So you should be able to kind of plot that in so you can come in where there's fewer ships. Now, they will...
I would suggest you avoid the capital ships.
It's pretty smart for a droid.
Of course he's smart.
They would destroy us in seconds.
Yeah, you think probably coming in from hyperspace from a polar from a polar attitude would probably be the best.
I'm a grunt. That knows how to fly.
Yep, pretty much. So, any of your suggestions?
How about you, Smuggler? You said you've made this run before.
Well, yeah.
He says a lot of things. You gotta understand.
Do you have any suggestions, some pointers?
Go fast.
Yes, Java also says he spoke Sherry with once.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the plan? Anything special? Anything you want
to
do?
I guess we're going to follow the droid. The smuggler just says to go fast. So we'll take the droid, we'll take his plotting.
Do you want any extra support? You can call on,
that would be the best way for us not to die.
What, to follow what you said or have
correct.
Some support?
My question is, does his ship have any guns on it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does. He has several stations that you can use to kind of accentuate things, manage shields, stuff like that.
An astromech with me would be very nice, if they can spare one.
Okay. All
right,
yeah.
Ah, yes, the R-Series, the runt of the litter.
I think if I'm looking at this, I have
he can fire the rear turrets and the missiles. That's all I need him for.
I have a crew on my ship, I'm assuming, because there's places on here where it looks like it needs to be manned. Yeah. Shield, communications, turret,
you have
co-pilot.
You have ATEC, and then you have the people that you're bringing with you. There's a ship's tech, known as Hopper. Gem Hopped, he goes by Hopper. Who's not played? I made him in case there was another character or another player character. But he'll be able to help you on the ship and man one of those spots if you need. You get an R4 droid. One of the ones with a funky, kind of a cone, but not really a cone top head.
I guess he should be handling the guns right now.
The red one. Prescription bottles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that they were going to buy from the Jawas first.
No, that's R5. That was R5-D4. So that was another series, but similar.
Yeah. What did he blow?
An actuator.
Bad motivator.
Bad motivator.
This one's got a bad motivator.
You trying to jip us?
Poor Uncle Owen.
Yeah. Yeah, he was kind of doomed from the beginning. All right, so what is it that you now? What's the plan for getting through this blockade? Or first of all, are you bringing extra support, extra troops?
Would it not be
smaller force might slip through the blockade?
That's
faster,
what I was thinking.
But we should be able to have some on standby, just in case.
There you go. Use that for your ship.
That's me. All right,
that's them. You are going to be played by. Because I don't actually have the ARC Starfighter.
That's still pretty badass. No.
It is, yeah. So, my things keep breaking. It won't stay on.
I hate it when my things break.
That's what she said 9 months ago.
Alright. So, first the astrogation check. I need it from both pilots.
Oh, I got the mech. I've got the droid doing that.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and roll it.
Unless mine is better than his. 3D plus 1, what is his?
It should be a lot more than that.
His is 4D.
Alright, I rolled a 6 on the white on the wild die.
Alright, so go ahead and roll another.
Guess I should leave that so I know what it is. All right, so I have 12, 15, 16,
19, 21, 24. All right, so you're able to actually plot a course that'll cut down some time. All right, yeah, you're able to keep up with them.
Oh, you're backing up.
Have a hand. It has like a furry nub.
I think he's got like a...
No, it's just fur. It's just the fur's covering it.
I think it's flipping you off, to be honest.
It could be that. Peace out, bitches! I mean... Should look at the Wookiee figure.
You put it on the horse, it looks like that horrible thing that's on
license. I think it's pretty horrible.
It was on the Colbert Show.
Chip from and Franklin has been on the news a lot lately.
Right, because they got a lot of ships.
It is a blockade.
This is the weak point.
If we had vulture droids, we had to deal with.
You are correct. This is the weak point.
I have to remember that this is three dimensional, so we could be literally way up here.
Okay. So if you would go ahead and put yourselves all the way back.
Center. You want us in the center?
Yeah, that'd be good.
You're in the center.
Better.
So is this guy supposed to be pointing that? Wait.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're swarming around.
I'm going to say this is the front, actually.
No.
Actually,
sure. No, you're right. No. Yeah, it's going this way. That's... See where the little cleft is in the thing?
Oh, I thought it was like those ugly Naboo ships that go backwards.
What the hell is this?
I just want
that is a droid. It's a droid command ship. So, do you want to, are you bringing support with you, or is it just you guys?
I think we
just us to try to get through.
Now,
I was going to suggest we have
a Jedi cruiser come in from a different way and cause a distraction for us to slip through.
Okay. That Jedi cruiser would be available.
You're the Padawan. I just drive.
Actually, you have a tactics droid that, or you know, a tactical droid that can. You want to do a tactics roll?
Sure.
Since go ahead and add two more plus more two dice, because these are your, you know, your very familiar tactics.
Wow.
And you get, and you explode. Get the
exploding dice too. Because you rolled a six on your big green.
40.
Good Holy Lord. Shit!
All right, so that's what you're, that's referred to as a heroic success.
Damn.
So, actually, the idea of bringing in some others to engage them would be good. They, you're able to set up a timing that you feel like them coming in and you guys coming in shortly after will fit. It'll take them X number of rounds for them to engage, and then you'll be able to slip through more easily from there. So what do you think? However you want to explain that, that you feel like kind of staggering the arrivals.
I pull up a 3D map of the system and lay it out and put, you know, if three Jedi ships come in this side and touch it, and then we come through here. There is a 99.9% probability that we will arrive unharmed.
All right.
Never tell me the odds. I know that part.
So where would you like the Republic ships to come in? I got a bad feeling about this. No. It's not a good time to do it. Save that line.
Changing.
Save that line.
I started it. I said never tell me the odds.
They'll come in off that side to draw attention away that way. All
right. And we're using scarabs because I don't actually have the right figures, but...
Well, how dare you not have all the right figures?
Wasn't that one of the reasons why we delayed this?
It was, actually. Which is why I have some of these and then some of those that you also have. I spent a lot of money on eBay. Way more than I should have.
It looks cool.
It does.
Thank you.
I'd love to play just this portion.
Yeah. Well, if there's rules for that. I need somebody who maybe is really good with figures to help me fix a lot of these.
Well, we all know who that is.
Do we? Who could that be? It's called glue.
It's cool, yeah. Man.
Well, some of these are... Oh, actually, that one's already...
It's called glue.
Yeah, I apologize. You don't want glue? I haven't kept super glue in my purse for the past year. I used to.
Yeah, but eventually the smell goes away and you can't really help it anymore. So.
That was not the reason.
Oh, I always just assumed. No, yeah, but Christy used to be able to be the one who just kind of, oh, my figure fell off. I got it fixed.
Yeah, like there's good things. Like, you'd be surprised how often someone in an office setting goes, man, I wish I had some super glue. Hold on, I got some in my purse. Man, I wish I had I got some in my purse. Man, I wish I had some clear paint. I got some in my purse. I wish I had a multi. I got one in my purse.
Has anyone asked you or mentioned something and you ever had to say, I don't have that in my purse yet?
She's a kinder.
Sure. She is a kinder. She's a human-sized kinder. Because, you know, you occasionally even grab other people's dice and put them in your purse.
I've done
sometimes
that.
Leave your dice out, you know, in, you know, at the place.
Okay, but if I'm a kinder, I have to be one of those sad, depressed ones.
Yeah, you're one of the non-annoying. Kinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of the non-annoying.
I'm one of the ones that, like, saw their homeworld destroyed. I'm
life,
just not...
don't talk to me about life.
Yeah. I'm way too, like... Yeah. As we were going.
Alright. So... So when are you guys coming in? Are you coming in after the
yes.
They come out of hyperspace?
Yeah, but we're gonna come in and when they come in there, we'll come in from this side with me coming in first.
Then we get sloppy seconds.
I'm in a fighter. Literally.
Alright. So the fighters are all gonna move to engage the ships. Now, if you have anything else that you want to do, want them to do, you can give them any additional orders that you may have.
Yeah, it's just with scanners.
It's just a diversion, so they shouldn't stay there long.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want them to get blown up or whatever.
Let's just stay there. That formation. All right. Did you actually want some troops to help you on the ground? Did you want any others going with you to help you on the ground?
I would have, if I had any input, I would have gone with no, because it'd be it would just be more people. I had to make sure it didn't get eaten by stuff.
We could have brought a full complement for this ship, other than the Astromech. That way I have somebody who can fire the gun, the rear-facing guns.
Okay.
Is the big issue, because there's just nobody to do it.
I can transport a bunch of people if you want them.
Okay. Do you want a unit on your ship, then?
Do we need them?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
We don't have to take them with us. They can just stay.
Okay. So you have one squad.
You have not provided me sufficient information to give you tactics on the surface.
Aren't you her droid? She can tell you everything.
I do not know why we are going to there.
That's true.
I do not understand disturbance of the Force.
The Yoda version of, I picked up something on my sensors.
I actually probably, they picked something up on their sensors.
You have not provided me enough information.
This is a smart little damn droid, ain't it?
He ain't little.
No. He's
I'm almost as tall as her.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, he's like K2.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's the early version of K2, actually, is what he is.
Yeah.
Okay. So they engage. Where do you want to go this turn?
Did you have Sideshow built a complete and utter, life-size...
K2? Where do we want who to go? Where do we want?
Well, with all these technical and mechanical things here, I might have something to show where the weak point would be. Would that be astrogation? Space trans...
Sensors.
Sensors. I don't appear to have that.
It's under technical, I think.
Mechanical.
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 No. Or is it technical?
It's mechanical, because I have starship sensors.
Not on here.
Okay.
I'll scan.
All right, go ahead.
Do I need to use any of these from the ship?
What kind of scan are you wanting to do?
Trying to find...
Passive scan, search, or focus. Each one gives you more dice, but more likely that... kind of shortens the area that you're scanning.
Well, if I do a search, it's 50 meters with two dice, correct?
It's not specific meters in space, but yeah.
Trying to find a weak point for us to sneak through to where the ships have moved out.
Look for the hole and drop fly to it.
Yeah.
So search.
That can get you slapped in some place in some parts of town. I'm just saying.
So I'm going to do a scan what I'm going to do. Right, so that gives me an extra die.
Okay.
9, 10, 15.
All right, let me check something.
16.
Okay. You're going to have to engage. What your sensors are showing is that you're going to have some engagement with there, but that's clearly the best place to go.
And this is a capital ship?
That's a capital ship. Those are capital ships, yeah.
These are both capital ships.
Yeah. That one, of course, is the bigger, scarier one. That one has its complement of turrets and everything facing you. So getting past that broadside is the big danger? No, that one.
This one?
Yep. That one's not not as heavy of a gunship, so its broadside's not as significant. The, I never remember which ones these are. So this is the destroyer. That's the destroyer. And these are frigates.
Frigate or destroyer. It's our only option.
The destroyer you're going to have to go more completely to and engage, like, you know, through it all, but the frigate, you'll take, like, one blast of the broadsides and then be able to be out. That one will get probably a little bit more if you go directly to it. Unless you wanted to split up somehow. You guys have... These guys are kind of holding them for you, holding their attention for you.
That's our hole. I guess that's where we're going.
Okay. What spacing are you going? Who's going first?
I'll go first. I have a space of 8. Is that how far I can move?
Yeah, we're not doing. We're going to do half that on this map because we're.
Because I'll be out.
Yeah.
So mine will be 4, right?
Yep. What's your what is your size under space?
Mark? 6.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. So you see one of these. No, I'm kidding.
Shit, it's the slave! Get out!
I'm kidding.
I'd rather see that right now.
Yeah.
Alright, Mike, where are you going? And who's taking up positions on Mike's ship?
Oh, I'll do something.
Okay, man. So there's a
we have a shield station and a weapon station.
Shield.
Yep.
You should probably go to... All right. What's your shields at?
I have 3D.
Do you have any ship gunnery?
All I have are clapper class, so...
I do not.
You'd probably do better on sensors then, because you'll be able to kind of track... Use that to help track some of the stuff that they're doing.
I have space trans ops.
Means you can fly it.
Oh, crap, if I'd have known that, I'd have seen if I could requisite a Dagum A-Wing.
One of the Jedi interceptors?
Yeah. Just move 3 spaces in the general direction you're going. I can't go as fast as you.
Yeah.
They kept giving them to Anakin.
Which obviously was a mistake.
He crashes more ships than he gets to land.
Yeah,
them.
But he'd also crash a ship after he's destroyed a capital ship or two.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
okay. He was the best pilot they had.
I mean, granted, they had to go through like a whole Navy worth of Jedi interceptors, but.
It would be their turn if they see us.
Okay.
I'm going to have the astromech try to work on some way of jamming their scanners where they can't see us.
Okay.
God, that brings back
give me a
space balls.
Only one man would dare
communication?
Give me the raspberry.
I don't know what theirs are for the astromech.
Oh, the astromech's doing it, not you?
Yeah. I don't. That would be under knowledge or mechanical.
Hold on,
real quick. Because I'm piloting right now, so I'm not really certain that I could do that.
Where are you, little bastard? I mean, you lovely little droid.
You can call out Porkins.
Porkins.
Yeah, Porkins. Okay, 4D plus 2.
Love four.
No, 4D. That's fine.
Bonus die. No. I roll that every time, right?
No, the bonus die is part of the number of... So if you have 4 die, one of the that's one.
Oh, we've been doing that wrong.
Yep, been doing it wrong.
Glad you told us that now.
15.
Yeah, because bonus die sounds like you
have... Wild die is what it is.
Wild
die. I didn't say bonus. You said bonus.
Wild man.
Okay.
Wild man says
he's
crossing the street.
Okay. Wild man says marrying the trim.
All right, so yeah, that's they no seem to continue to be engaged. The ship will move. Move to there. They're trying to intimidate.
I'm more interested in what these guys are going to do.
Initiate intimidation.
Why does that guy keep going that way?
Ooh. We need some explosion sound effects.
Well, you know,
there are no explosions in outer space.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're not in outer space. We're in a basement. But somehow, TIE fighters can still go.
That's the motor. The motor still makes noise.
Yeah, but how do I hear that in my ship? Why do I hear that in my ship? That doesn't make it. Are they sending that through the communication? They're hailing it.
It's not an open channel.
Open channel as we drive by. You know, instead of flying by.
It's
and
an intimidating sound.
There's one guy on every ship. He's got the loudspeaker of the ship, and he just does.
It's like Iron Man when he has the hover jet to play, you know, Highway to Hell or whatever he's coming in. All right. Next round.
I'm waiting to see what these dudes do.
Are they hot?
No, they're terrifying.
Is it badly drawn?
No, it's a bunch of chicks in, like, bathing suits that are furry. And... All right.
You should have known what you were going to get when you looked that up.
If they're furry, why do they need a bathing suit?
No, their bathing suits are furry.
Oh, okay.
Which means, basically, a bunch of fur is the image that I have in my head. Anyways,
like
all
right. Grin.
Okay, so...
It's the top knot.
See, I haven't even seen it, but the mental image alone is really affecting me. That's not a bathing suit. That's
not the one I'm talking about.
That's legit. Okay, I can see that.
Except that looks like the Grinch.
A little bit. She's a mean one, Mr. Grinch. All right.
Mrs. Grinch.
So everybody listening on the podcast, you just go Google female...
Make sure your safe search is on.
Can only imagine what it would be like without the safe
search. Or you could be adventurous and just leave it off.
All right, so...
Adventure!
So next round.
What did these guys do? Just stayed in place?
They have not moved.
Ooh, they're luring us in.
And those guys didn't move either?
Nope.
Is there any way for the astromech and his jumper...
Yeah, I know.
...to hack one of those and slave it? I don't remember if they can do that or not.
I think we would have to be on the mechanic ship.
That would require some advanced
machinery.
You know
what this is?
Machinery.
It's a parody on Teen Wolf.
Most people don't. Most no one ever has.
Okay.
So,
I think you'd have to get on the command ship.
Yeah,
that is a parody of Teen Wolf.
We're going to keep going this way, hoping we've got them blocked then.
Okay.
I can only go 3.
They're following the same path?
Yep.
Okay.
Except I'm going to be falling further and further behind. His ship's faster.
Want to continue with the jamming?
He can create a little bit more of a diversion.
16.
Okay. And, Mike, what are you doing in your ship? Anything?
I don't know of anything to do.
Okay. Well, you can do sensor scans, anything but focus. So you'd be able to kind of get an idea of what they have going on, whether they, you know, whether guns are targeting you or anything like
so
that.
So the system mechanical?
It would be scan.
Sensors.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
But you can still do it off of mechanical.
Mechanical. And then you would go over to the ship where it says sensors, and you would do a focused scan if you're looking specifically at one of the ships. That'll give you a bunch of bonuses, a bunch of bonus die.
It says 32D.
So you add 2D.
What's the 30?
That's the range. You're well within range.
Oh. Ooh, and exploded too.
10, 12, 6, 22.
Okay. Which ship were you looking at?
The one that's closest to me, this one over here.
Okay. That one doesn't seem to be changing its posture at all. It's staying in place. It's not even moving to address this combat.
That makes me highly suspicious.
Joseph, you want to give me a tactical?
Sure.
With the wild die, not the bonus die. But add the two dice for your familiarity.
Twenty-one.
Okay. It seems like it's holding the position to preserve the blockade, knowing that it's not unusual for people to go and use diversion tactics against the blockade. They don't break up formation. That's just part of their tactics. So you know that this is not an unusual thing that they're doing. Christy, something that you could do is if there's anything that you want to do to enhance the ship that you're on, give it a boost, you know, shields, anything like that. You as well, as if there's anything that you want to try to do. I don't know what ship skills you have, David.
Shields and space trans. I can fly and I know how to work shields.
Okay. So if you want to kind of man the shields and just kind of keep an eye on that, probably not going to be an issue if you get through this safely.
Can I fiddle with things to boost something?
Yeah. It would be under technical, the space transport repair.
Yep.
Bad. What were you trying to enhance?
At the 14, actually. Our speed.
Okay. That'd be enough to go ahead and get it one more square of movement. But you'll have to keep doing that to maintain it. It's not going to last after this round.
I can do that.
It's a boost. It's used for short-term boosts. I'm supposed to hold it down. So, next round?
Astromech's going to keep trying to jam them.
Wow.
Well, guess what?
They see us.
They did even worse, so...
Oh, wow.
Seven.
Oh, they clubbed. Okay.
They crashed.
No. Not that bad.
No.
Alright, so go ahead and move your ship.
Wow, going under and
flying right up to that one.
Well, I'm going to go... It's three-dimensional, so I'm going to go past it.
I'm going to go a little closer to this one on this side.
This one?
Yep.
Well, we shouldn't split up. Well,
we're still going to stay together. I'm just going to move closer to this one. But still kind of stay behind you.
That's four. That's your extra movement.
Okay. You have a flight of the vulture droid seem to catch your attention.
Which one?
The vulture droid right there in front of you.
So he sees us?
Yeah. There's actually a group of three of them. They're flying flying in a wing.
Cross your eyes.
Okay, here's another one you put out there. Since they're gone.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need that one if you want to put it in there too. Put them a little closer together.
I'd say they're probably taking up the same space, aren't they?
Essentially, yeah. But that'll help us, so we can go ahead and take them away as they get blown up. All right, so they're going to close and
How far they move?
So they right now they're just moving back one from there. Right now they're scanning. And they're scanning you. Your droid starts to go a little nuts because it seems like they're...
So they all three look like they're going toward him?
Yeah.
Can I fire at one of them?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we're going to do, too.
Okay. They do not seem to notice you yet.
Y'all are not eating nearly enough.
All right, what do I need to know here? My fire control is 2D. What does that mean?
So that means that when you roll your starship gunnery... To attack. Whoever's in the gunner position.
Who's in the gunner position?
Oh, it can't be me because I'm flying
the
ship.
You're flying, yeah.
Well, now, okay, so here's the thing. So, like we were talking about, if you want to go ahead and do that, even though you don't have to do a roll for your piloting, that would count as another action. So you'd have 1D off if you're doing it. Because you have other people in the ship, it's easier just to have them take it over, so that way you don't lose anything.
So it's better to let them fly, because I'm pretty good at shooting the guns.
Yeah, if you want to do that, let someone take over flying.
You're good at flying.
Yep.
Yeah, I have, I can fly.
All right, so you're going to take over flying the ship. Mike, you want to go to the gunner seat?
All right.
What is flying?
It's under Starship mechanical. Operations. Starship ops.
Or space transport ops.
Ooh, not so good that time.
What do you have in it?
2D.
16.
I have 40.
Huh? For you can fly, you can work the shield, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. For the fire control.
Well, she's got more than you fly.
Okay.
I'll stick with the shields.
Oh, guys. Sorry.
What'd you roll?
14.
You miss because it's dodging.
Okay.
But otherwise you feel like that would have gotten it if it wasn't trying to basically bait him, but that's all it's doing. It's not firing at all. Same with the other two behind it.
Well, since he already opened up, whichever one he opened up at, we'll get the side mounts can get it.
Okay. Take a shot.
Yeah. Well, one of the other guys that's in there, I'll have to.
You can go and roll for them.
You want me to give them the same number that I have?
Now give them 2D plus the fire control.
2D plus the fire control. Fire control is 2 more D. Mm-hmm. And they are in short range for the laser cannon. That exploded.
Yay.
Kaboom.
Oh, if I'm 4 or 5 spaces away, that was not short 12, range for 13, me, by the way.
16.
Oh, okay.
16.
All right, so you didn't hit. You were even further off than you thought, but but still, it would have been a miss. So how much you get?
16.
16. Okay. Plus the dodge that they were doing, that's gonna miss. So what happens is if you take a dodge as a reaction to somebody, then what you do is that replaces your the target number. So if you have a target number of 10 to hit something, and it dodges and it rolls a 7, well, guess what? They've moved kind of into your shot. However, if all they're doing is dodging, then they apply that as an addition to the target number. So if they roll a 7, it now becomes a 17, but that's all they're doing for the round.
Should I pump some torpedoes into that thing?
You're going to shoot the big one?
It probably won't do anything.
Oh, it's 9D worth of damage.
It probably won't do anything.
Bounce off the shield.
Make them mad.
You know, it's kind of like
shooting... trying to light the back of the airship on fire with burning hands.
Who would do that?
This is a good place to stop for now, in the middle of this battle.
What? This is not a great place to stop. But yeah, we're stopping.
It's a great place because of the time.
Yes, sir. You're right.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.